Pacific Beat.
Solomon Islands started its COVID-19 vaccine rollout last week with Prime Minister Manase Sogavare leading by example to be the first to get the jab at a public launch. But after 3 days of vaccinations, many haven't followed his lead, with only 600 doses administered of the 7,000 allocated to frontline workers in the capital. The Prime Minister yesterday blasted frontline workers, many of the medical staff, for not fronting up to take their vaccine shot.
I'm extremely disappointed that many public servants working in our frontline ministries and agencies have not turned up to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Let me remind all public servants in Solomon Islands that when you sign up to be a public servant, you sign up to serve and to protect your people and your country. I am disappointed to learn that we have only vaccinated around 600 people in the first 3 days of vaccinations in Honiara. We will not be able to protect this country from COVID-19 if most of our population that should be vaccinated are not vaccinated. I am extremely disappointed.
He's calling on health workers to come forward to get their shots before vaccinations in the capital end on Wednesday. Solomon Islands received 24,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine earlier this month under the international COVAX facility, with the bulk of the vaccines allocated to communities on the border to protect against a major outbreak in PNG. Solomon Islands will also get a further 20,000 doses of the Chinese-made Sinopharm vaccine in coming weeks, but officials say it will not be administered until the World Health Organization gives approval for its use. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sogavare yesterday announced a new COVID-19 case, which was detected in quarantine from a foreign national who travelled from Papua New Guinea.
This person is a foreign national who arrived from Papua New Guinea on the high-risk flight from Brisbane on Friday afternoon. The person transited through Brisbane on the way to Honiara. This person had 3 negative tests prior to departing from Papua New Guinea. Fellow citizens, this positive case shows that even when the traveller fulfills our pre-departure test requirements, they can still test positive when they enter our country. This is the reason we have a standing policy to test every person that come from a high-risk country such as Papua New Guinea on arrival.
It takes the total number of COVID-19 cases reported in the Solomons to 19.